and scorned the Gospel Radio Hour. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Mike McGonigal. I'm your host, and going to be pretty all over the place today, which you might not be surprised, judging by what we just heard. That was Lord of the World by Planetary Peace. We're going to hear two or three other tracks from a brand new collection that's on Bandcamp now with a cassette physical release and digital download. And they wrote on their website, or Michael Klausman, who put this collection together, wrote, following the untimely passing of Planetary Peace's Will Sawyer last year, we thought it was past time that we completed their story, and it's in his memory that we offer this compilation, which collects the remaining compositions the duo of Kalima and Will Sawyer recorded as Planetary Peace across a small handful of impossible-to-find cassettes in the 1980s. And it goes on, it talks about how they combined it. Yes, they combined it. Deep-seated in cosmic spirituality with the advanced geometry of Bucky Fuller and bringing their love of music like Incredible String Band, Moondog, and Indian classical music, which is what we all love, and combined it with a hand-built mail-order Surge synthesizer kit. And their music is kind of pan-spiritual, but definitely gospel music in a certain strain of that tradition. And right now we're going to hear I Am Light, also by Planetary Peace. And then, like I said, a pretty all-over-the-place set I have for you today. I'm going to come in later and talk about what we heard, and I hope you enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in.
coon skin cat, and sing such songs as we have sung tonight. Guide me, O thou great Jehovah, pilgrims through this barren land. I am weak, but thou art mighty. Hold me with thy powerful hand. God was with them and blessed them to have all kinds of good fruit in this land and country, mashed and all everything, and you couldn't hardly hear your ears when you went out in the woods, for the acres, chestnuts, and everything are falling and roaring through the timber. God was a blessing them. And so tonight, my friends, there's a day of coming that we will look upon them and see their old hardships that they went through. But yet, they went along depending on the divine grace of God. No wonder we like to sing sometimes, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found, was blind, but now I see." There's no greater song on earth than could be that. God is all in all. And since we have met here tonight, my friends, I don't go out any further on that. There's plenty to say. But I just want to take up a few moments of time here. I would wish to just mention a scripture that we often read over and don't talk so much about. And that was when Paul wrote to his son Timothy in the faith and asked him to endure hardness as a good soldier. Endure hardness as a good soldier. Paul had in mind just what we would have to go through with, and he made it very plain that we had a great warfare in this world of ours. And I've said here of late, hundreds of times, this world is not worth living in unless it is lived for the Lord. There's too much trouble, too much misery, too much heartache and pain. But yet, when we get to thinking about the great God of heaven that rules and the great governor of all the earth and has promised us such rich promises, we can pick up courage and go on. We can do that, friends. I'm a-doing it. I've lived till I'll be 80 years old, the fourth day of January, and I've been a praying man now 51 years, and I hope the last word that I say in this world will be God look down upon me in mercy. I hope that. I think of that just often and often daily. So I would just quote a scripture here and talk briefly on it. I'll not try to get the good details out of it altogether, because I don't think these other brethren wants to preach. Paul wrote to his son Timothy, and his message was to him, "My son Timothy, endure hardness as a good soldier." Does the Lord Jesus want soldiers? Let me ask you a question. Does Jesus need soldiers? Does he want soldiers, and what kind does he want? What kind does he want? No wonder sometimes I like to sing the old song, "Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb?" Oh, that's a wonderful song, and I hope and trust that every Baptist in our country today or tonight would get in their mind and ask themselves the question, "Am I a soldier of the cross, a follower of the Lamb?" Ask yourself the question. Then does the Lord Jesus want soldiers? Does he need them? Why, most surely he does. Ever since that he went out in the Garden of Eden and made all of the beautiful things that Adam and Eve ever would have needed in this world, the most beautiful place I'm satisfied on earth, and gave them life everlasting. But there was something there that caused the battle. There was something there that created and caused the Lord to want to beat up volunteers. Every year, every moment of time, and every day we live ought to help fight this battle. And ever since Satan walked out there and denied the great truth that God spoke to them and said, in the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. He walked right out and defied and disputed the word of Almighty God. And then that brought down the battle. That brought down the battle, the great battle between the good and the bad, the righteous and the wicked. That brought the battle on. And that's the reason why that we, the Baptist people, here hundreds of years ago, their heads were severed from their bodies, and they were sawn asunder, and they were burnt to the stake. Why? Because they preached such doctrine as, by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, for it is a gift of God, not a worthless man bold. I am glad that I am weak tonight, but I am glad again that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And so, my friend, the Lord Jesus wants soldiers, and he went out to beating up volunteers. He went out to beating up volunteers and want to know who is willing to step out on the Lord's side and help fight this great battle that should be and must be fit. And so, my friend, I like Christian men and women that volunteers and thinks upon their lost condition and thinks upon it, am I? What kind of condition am I in? And men and women that will think upon their soul and yield ourselves to the entreaties that God has made unto them and step out voluntarily and join in the great army of Almighty God. I never did like to draft men into the church. Let me speak a little bit naturally about this, my friends. Since I'm up before you, you know that the land of our country has laws that are hinged right along upon the Holy Bible. And so when we are threatened by other nations, we get disturbed a little bit and we begin to prepare. We begin to prepare to defend ourselves. And when we begin to prepare to defend ourselves, our officials, they began to want to know who will volunteer and help fight this terrible battle that's going to befall us. Oh, they're coming on us. They want to take our country. Who will volunteer and come? Are there lots of people who will go and are willing to shed every bit of blood in their veins or to defend their country, their mother earth, that they've been born and raised in? But some will get out into the woods. Some will get out into the woods and hide, and others will feed them month after month, year after year, if they can do such a thing. And they'll finally be caught and drafted into the army. I don't think soldiers like that is worth anything. They've not got no encouragement. And I'll not go on to the details of that much any further right now to give you an idea. And I say just now, when the Lord Jesus has got his ministers out into this world, beating up volunteers to help this fight this great battle, that he wants men, a valiant-hearted man that's not afraid to die, a man that wants to go, men that's willing to go, a man that will get down upon their knees and say, oh, God, have mercy on me. Send me, I'll go. I'm willing to go and spend my life for you. No wonder I love the good old talk that David talked. He seemed like he stressed the word of God, the love toward him, more brethren than any of the old, a man of old. He said, as for me, along in line with that kind of language, I will
leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you will trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. I have the word from you withhold of its silver and its gold, and you'll have to get along with Major's band. Just remember in God's word how he fed those little boys. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. I hope your body suffers pain, and your health you can't regain, and your soul is almost sinking in despair. Jesus knew the pain you feel. He can save and he can heal. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you will trust him and never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If your enemy assails and your heart begin to fail, don't you forget that God in heaven will answer prayer. He will make a way for you. He will guide you safely through. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Now if your youthful days are gone and old age is stealing on and your body sinks beneath the weight of care, Jesus will never leave you then. He'll go with you to the end. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Leave it there, oh leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust him, never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Now if your mother leaves you here, grief and sorrow you must bear, and you feel that all the friend you have is gone. But whenever you feel alone, Jesus will take you in his arms. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Oh, leave it there. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. If you trust him, never doubt, he will surely bring you out. Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there.
Number 1 6 SM.
welcome back to Buked and Scorned, the Gospel Radio Hour. The hour is almost up. I'm your host, Mike McGonigal, and I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Pretty all over the place. We just heard While the Ages Roll On, the fabulous Cook duet from the Carolinas, from their LP God's Not Dead, He's Still Alive, from I believe the early 1970s, self-released like most of their recordings. Before that, we heard a field recording made at the Test Arena Primitive Baptist Church in between 1977 and 1980. We heard two tracks with some testimonial in the middle. I don't know what I'd do without the Lord, and Did Christ or Sinners Weep. That's from the Dusta Digital CD version of the wonderful folkloric collection Drop On Down in Florida, Field Recordings of African American Traditional Music, 1977 to 1980, originally released from the Florida Folklife Foundation as a double LP. Before that, some unreleased music that is about to be released very shortly. The Staples Junior Singers, their take on Walk Around Heaven from their forthcoming LP on Luwaka Bop, and the record's called Searching. It's really good. Before that, Amazing Grace by Kamasi Washington from his 2008 record Light of the World. Before that, Washington Phillips classic, Take Your Burden to the Lord and Leave It There. Before that, we heard a sermon, which is written down as Willing Soldiers for the Lord, excerpt by D.N. Asher, recorded at Mount Olivet Regular Baptist Church in Black Eye, Kentucky on September 5th, 1959, during the Southern Journey by Alan Lomax, assisted by Shirley Collins. Before that, we heard a couple amazing tracks by Planetary Peace that have just been released. And we heard To the Old Form and I Am Light. And right now, let's end with a little bit more Planetary Peace. This is Lord of the Dove. Thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you have a wonderful week. And you'll come back again next time.
We go.